Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. My name is Eric Gallagher, and today I'll be sharing with you what God is doing in my life. So today the gospel reading is the same reading that I had for the daily mass readings the last time I prepared one of these reflections. And so I took it as a hint that God had more to give me in this passage. This is a reading from the Gospel of Mark. A leper came to him and kneeling down begged him and said, "If you wish, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, he stretched out his hand, touched the leper, and said to him, "I do will it. Be made clean." The leprosy left him immediately, and he was made clean. Then, warning him sternly, he dismissed him at once. Then he said to him, "See that you tell no one anything, but go show yourself to the priest and offer for your cleansing what Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them." The man went away and began to publicize the whole matter. He spread the report abroad so that it was impossible for Jesus to enter a town openly. He remained outside in deserted places, and people kept coming to him from everywhere. This time as I read this gospel passage, I was struck with this. The leper asking, "If you wish, you can make me clean." And Jesus' response, "I do will it." And what came through my heart was, what if God doesn't will it? Right? And I started to take that to prayer, and I've been reflecting on these desires that I've had in my heart for such a long time. Like, truly, I can reflect on the past probably 8 years, and my wife can attest to this. She might even say, like, almost to the point where, Eric, you might ever be satisfied. Like, from a lens where we might lack faith in a sense, like, she questions sometimes if it's my own, like, irritability and my contentment. Like, she's come to know this reality in me, which is, God, I'm looking for something. And there's been this deeper longing in my heart. And I imagined myself saying this prayer to Jesus, "If you wish, Lord, you can fulfill this desire in me." I can't even really name what it is. I've thought it was different things at different times. But the frustrating thing is, I feel consistently that I bring this to the Lord and I say, "If you will it, Lord, if you wish, I would love to see you in this different thing. I would love to have you touch this area of my life." But it seems like his response isn't, "I do will it." It seems as, in fact, his response is, "Well, I don't will it." So, and then I've thought about that. And I remember some missionaries a long time ago in my life saying, "Well, God's answer is either yes or not right now." Right. And this kind of like this cute concept that anything you want, God wants. And just because he didn't give it to you now doesn't mean he's never going to give it to you. It just means his answer might be, "I've got something better for you." Okay, which is stuff as well. I've met with hundreds and hundreds of people over the years to help them listen to God's voice and to understand what God is doing in their life. And I've often said that perhaps God has something even greater planned for you. And I don't know. Like I said, I can't articulate specifically what that thing is that I even feel like I'm longing for, but he's chiseling away at the desire of my heart, which is very, very exciting. So I do share, as I've been sharing so far, like it might seem rather hopeless that I've been praying and kind of being led for a long time in this reality. But I want to be clear. I'm confident that God's will, that's what I'm longing for, the deeper reality of what I'm longing for and looking for. I don't know if I've ever lost hope that he does will it, that he will fulfill that desire of my heart. And I anticipate the day when that proposal is made in some way in my life where I could say, yes, this is what I've been looking for. And I can say, God, you did will it. My encouragement to you today is to seek hope in those areas of your life where you feel like you're presenting it to God and you feel like his response is, I don't will it. To continue to have hope, to continue to go back to him, look into his eyes, get to know his heart, and allow that desire, that need that you have to be chiseled away in a way where there's great clarity to what God does will. And that beautiful alignment that we have in the scripture of, if you wish, Lord, and Jesus says, I do. Let us pray. Lord, let us never lose hope. For Lord, those desires that you have placed on our hearts, you have given us these desires for good, a desire for love, a desire for peace and joy in our life. And Lord, we know there are times where you ask us to be patient in fulfilling those desires of our hearts. In the meantime, Lord, give us perseverance and great hope in your plan and in your will for our life. We ask this in your name. Amen. Hi, everyone. My name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.